Well, hello. We're here on the first day of Crufts, and I'm joined and lucky enough to interview Delia Graham, who is competing with the Midlands Interregional Obedience Team in the competitive obedience competition here. And Delia also runs Deland Training, which is based in Loughborough area, and in fact quite grandly over three counties it spans. And Delia is also a puppy school tutor, so as you know, that's a subject dear to my heart. So Delia's just going to talk to us a little bit about competitive obedience. You're competing today with Brack. Can you tell us a little bit about Brack, your dog, please?
Yep. Bracky is a working sheepdog, which is a border collie without an official pedigree, but it's just the same thing, nothing different. He's now 4 years old. He started his training right from when he came home with me at 7 weeks of age. He went to puppy school classes, so he's my first dog that's come right through from real baby training all the way up to where we are now. So right from the very beginning, he's had positive training, he's been rewarded for all the things that he does well, and we've ignored or prevented the things that he's not done so well, and some of those have been quite interesting things for me to have dealt with. Although I've had collies for many years, he's had a few traits that I haven't had to deal with, like being interested in chasing traffic.
Okay. I mean, that's quite interesting, actually, and particularly that you're talking about the positive methods, because I think historically, particularly for some of the dumbbells retrieves and holding the dumbbells, many years ago, the methods probably weren't quite as positive. But it's obvious that Brack really enjoys it as well. Is there an element that he enjoys or you enjoy the most?
The ring work, the heel work, and the retrieve, the recall, where he has to come to me, and scent work. I think his weakest link is the stay. And that's something I've had to work on. I think that's always, as with most of these things, it's been a confidence issue. But he's coming of age now. He's finally starting to mature at the grand old age of four.
Oh, she's adding extra age onto you there, Brack. That's no good. But you've done really well today in the competitive obedience. Could you just tell us what the exercises have been, please?
Yeah, of course. The heel work is off lead. I start with him sitting next to me, and I tell him to come with me, and I don't say anything to him again. So I had to do right turns and left turns that are at a 90 degree angle, also doing an about turn, which means that you come all the way back on the path that you've gone, and I can't speak to him at all during that exercise, and he has to stay really close to me, and if he doesn't, if there's a gap, he loses marks. So he did that really, really nicely, and I've seen a video of it that my son recorded, and he just looks so happy and is enjoying it so much, so I was just delighted with that. The next exercise was retrieve, was the recall, where I leave him, walk away from him, call him and continue walking, and he joins up with me and walks alongside of me, and then we stop. And then the final one was the retrieve, where I throw the dumbbell out for him to pick up without mouthing it and chewing on it and bringing it back, sitting in front of me, letting me take it, and then going around the back of me, as people sort of are used to doing traditionally.
That's great. And one of the things with competitive obedience is it's fairly precise, isn't it?
Yes.
Would you recommend it to people to do, and how could they get involved, do you think?
Okay. I think competitive obedience is a bit like dressage. You either love it or you hate it. But if you're just doing basic obedience, what happens with most people is that they train their dog, they really like the relationship building of spending their time with the dog and that building that bond, and the dogs love it. We have all these little pet dogs at home and we don't use their brains. We expect them to lie down and do nothing. And just, go into a club once a week, just doing a little bit of training, giving your dog something else to do, makes such a difference, a real profound difference to a relationship. And I think particularly to people who've taken on a rescue dog, more so than those of us that have taken the baby and sort of built that relationship. So anything that you do with your dog that builds a relationship, whether it's agility, fly ball, heel work to music, just go out there and do it. Just do it. And be nice to your dog while you're doing it.
No, well, that's definitely one of the key things, and as you know, something I subscribe to very much. And this afternoon, have we got some stays that you're doing and with Brack?
No, we've already done the stays. We've finished. We did a scent where the cloths were lined up, and there was a scent with my cloth with my scent on that he went out and brought back. And then we did stays, 2 minutes sitting and then 3 minutes lying down where I leave the ring, or all of us leave the ring and go out of sight. So he's finished, which is why he's now fast asleep on the bench.
And what about you, Delia? Are you finished, or have you got more plans for your day at Crufts?
Well, I'd quite like to go and have a look around the show, because I haven't been anywhere this morning. I've just concentrated on staying here and helping Bracky relax and feel comfortable. And he has. He's just taken it all in his stride and coped really, really well. So I'm thrilled with him, really thrilled with how he's taking it on. As I say, you can see he's not worried, he's not stressed, he's just going, I'm tired now.
Well, he does look one contented and pooped pooch, it has to be said. And obviously there's going to be some nice photos of him on the blog as well. But just so people know, if they want to find out a little bit more about you, what's your website?
It's www.dland.co.uk. DLand, Delta Echo, Lima, Alpha, November.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much for taking the time to talk to us, Delia.